Hello, and welcome to The Rainbow Chaser, colorful tales from a struggling actor. My name is Terry Power, and today I'm going to just share a little bit about something that's come up with a friend of mine who posted on Facebook about how he feels aging. And it struck a chord with me, which is why I want to respond to it. Because we all struggle with aging, but I think there's a particular sense in his message that is probably more centered around his experiences of self due to the fact that he was an actor in Los Angeles. So I'm going to step back a minute to say that this particular friend of mine and I went to school together in UCLA's Film and Television, School of Film and Television. And we studied acting together. We were both in the acting track. And if he's listening, then he knows who I'm talking about. And he went on to work in film and television, and still does. But I think that he, you know, had posted a picture of himself from 12 years ago where he looked extremely fit and fantastic. And now he's feeling like he's got married, he has children, he's, you know, approaching his 50s, if not in his 50s now, and has lost that, and is feeling like he doesn't want to be in front of a camera, he doesn't want anybody looking at him in that way anymore, he half the time doesn't feel himself, and is wondering, how do I get back to that person I was 12 years ago where I was super fit? He recognizes that this is part of the industry. It's an industry look and at oneself. And I certainly can echo those feelings. So to this day, I am always feeling, you know, this narcissistic parts of myself where I'm looking at myself. I do take lots of selfies. I am obsessed with my weight, and I have been since I was in the industry. I looked back at journals that I wrote 20 plus years ago, and in every single daily entry, I had my statistics. So I was writing how much I weighed, how much I lost, what I was doing in my diet. I was obsessed, and I thought about it, and that's because the industry made it so. I remember going to a costume fitting, and the costume people were saying to me, "We don't have enough costumes to fit your size." And at the time, I was on the set of a movie, and I felt like there was hundreds of extras like me there, and I was only, I mean, maybe a size 6. And that is still very small. Yes, I'm already petite, 5'1", and I think size 6 is like a perfect weight for me, healthy and normal, but for the camera, that was not. And of the time, and this was around the period when we had lots of women in the industry who were seeking a size 0 or 00, or championing the fact that they could go to the kids' department and buy their clothes there. So it was, you know, grossly unhealthy for women at the time. And as an actor in the industry, you would either be a size 0, that was your goal, to be a size 0, or, and then you could be main characters, etc., or you would be a heavier, maybe then size 12, 10, 12, and then be the, you know, sidekick, best friend of the main character. So I was sitting kind of between those places and trying to wrestle with, do I starve myself to achieve a norm, or do I gain the weight to become a character actor? I hope that the industry has changed since then. I think there's so much body positivity out there with younger generations that possibly they're shifting and moving all of that. But it could still be prevalent in the industry today. One memory that I have from this time is that I got very sick with pneumonia and I ended up in the hospital. And I was in the hospital in intensive care. My lungs were collapsing for about a week. And I didn't eat. I was on steroids and medications, etc. I came out of the hospital and I remember weighing myself and being so excited that I had lost like 10 pounds, probably due to sweat and the drugs and the everything. And I was keen to take myself to the mall and go shopping for new clothes. I ended up in a jeans store. I walked into the mall. I barely could walk. This was my memory of it. I walked into the mall, went to a jeans store, started trying on clothes. I nearly passed out because I had absolutely no energy. I could hardly breathe again, you know, so I was trying to get back into walking around and breathing again. I was pretty much out of breath just changing clothes, putting these jeans on that were a size 2 and being so excited that here I was a size 2, which had never been in my life. And I bought the jeans, then had to go out of the mall, like out into the courtyard of the mall and sit down on a bench because I nearly passed out from walking and breathing, you know, trying to breathe. And thinking to myself, this is ridiculous. On the one hand, I was super excited. Here I am, size 2. I'm almost to size 0. On the other hand, I can't even walk around the mall and try on clothes without nearly passing out. I had to ask myself, is this really the goal? And if this isn't the goal, is the goal to gain weight and put myself at risk for pre-diabetes, hypertension, you know, all sorts of other health risks? I tried diet after diet after diet, and nothing, I mean, would work. I mean, there would, in the long term. So I would, yes, fast and lose lots of weight, and then I would gain it right back. Then I would, you know, so it was really tough. It was a tough time. And it was ludicrous. My biggest game changer in life probably has been weightlifting. And that was the time in Los Angeles I remember going and starting to lift weights. Not seriously, but that, and I definitely saw changes in my body composition, my shape, that I enjoyed being strong and healthy. And that stayed with me all the way through to now, when I've gone through major health thing, you know, aspects, major health issues, and then used weight training and diet and healthy eating to really get through, to heal, to get stronger, and that has been my touchstone. To my friend, I can only say that as we get older, everything's that much harder. And what we did in our 20s and 30s to look good, we cannot really do anymore into our late 40s, 50s, 60s. But how lucky we are that we are here to have this struggle, that we are learning, that our bodies are evolving. There's so much about my body now that I'm older, that I love too, that is different, and so much about my own experience and where I sit within myself in a very happy, centered, peaceful place. I've carved that out for myself. Love is one. He's got, you know, he's talking about his family and his children, and love is a big one. I didn't have that in my 20s and 30s. You know, that's maybe why I was so obsessed with what I looked like, because what I didn't have was inside of me that love, that peace, that healthy peace wasn't there. And now it is. So I have that. And now I can focus more on that than on the outer. But the outer is still something that I'm looking at, and it's a critical eye that I'll probably never get rid of because of my experience being younger in front of cameras and on stages. And probably because our culture is designed to look at us differently as we age and has criticism around ageism. I love that he has come forward to talk about this experience with us, to share his feelings as a man, saying, I'm a man with these issues, not just a woman experiencing it. So what do you do? How do you move forward and learn to love yourself in that shell that you're in if it's not the shell you want to see when you look in the mirror? I mean, I don't have the answer, but what I will say is that it is so important that you recognize that this body, this shell, has a purpose for you. And if it's healthy and well, that's the main thing, right? And if you can still walk and you can still exercise and you can still move, even if that movement is very different from what you used to do in 20 and 30 years of age, like, I can't run anymore, I'll never run again. But thank God I'll be able to dance again when my foot heals. And thank God I can get back to the gym again and I can reset myself. I've gained a few pounds. Let me reset myself and I'm back to pumping iron. I have a fitness app that helps me to look across, and I have maintained the same weight for a decade. I think that's pretty good. There were times when it, like, it creeped up a little bit, creeped down a little bit here and there, but overall, that's good. That's a good achievement, right? To say, I've been healthy, I've maintained a weight for a decade. Wow. I mean, maybe those are our goals. Our goals are, I'm healthy, I'm happy, and I am maintaining, and I'm on my journey. And even if I have to re-step into my journey, step off the path, step back on it, just like anything in life, any kind of addiction, any kind of trauma, that we have to find ways to allow ourselves the grace to step off the path and to step back on it. And that's okay. It's the striving that's the thing. Maybe achieving the goal is awesome. Maintaining that goal is awesome. But for me, the main thing is that all of us are striving to be our best and to do better and to accept and love ourselves and the people around us. Hollywood has a very hard time pushing that philosophy. Hollywood has a very hard time making it so that we can be healthy, whole people, because they can't commodify it and they can't really sell it to us unless they can slap a package on it and then give us these empty promises, right, of it. But we need to change that dialogue. And if we change our dialogue, they're going to respond and change theirs too. So I just want to share this thought, because so many people in the industry like me have experienced it. And if you are headed there or you have children that want to go into this industry, this is one of the dangers. This is a stigma of self that will follow them for the rest of their lives. So be cautious, be careful, and send the right message.